Scouter Stan. Let's talk a little bit about districts and how that's organized within councils. There's a lot of confusion from the volunteer standpoint, and I am a volunteer too, but there are volunteers out there that don't understand this connection. So exploring that connection with the how the council is designed and split up into districts. This is so that units that are out there can actually connect through the district to the council. Now, councils is usually a very large area. Often many counties are included in a council. A lot of times it's identified as a region like Central Florida or North Florida. Panhandle, that kind of thing. And there could be up to 5 or 6 or 10, depending on the size of the state, councils. Now, these councils throughout the United States make up the established national scouting organization. Now, every council has a scout executive. Now, that scout executive divides up the council into districts. Now, typically, the districts have a district executive known as a DE, and that really depends a lot on how many units they are supporting within their district. Now, if a district doesn't have enough units to support a professional scouter, then they have to move that portion back into other districts. And as the unit's growth increases, then that part can actually be split off for a professional scouter to actually take part in and help improve that program. Some small councils may have a sufficient amount of units for only a few districts, and therefore only have a few district executives. This is scalable depending on how the council operates. Always keep in mind that scouting is a charity. So our resources for paying people to do full-time scouting can be limited, and therefore it all has to balance within the council. Now again, most councils have a sizable area with numerous units to service, and scouters may not be aware of this council district type of situation. And it's very easy for them to assume that it's just the council, that there is no district. No matter how small the council is, there will be at least one district. And in that district, the commissioner corps is critical. Understanding the commissioner structure within a district should help volunteers get the support they need. Now, often this starts with a unit commissioner, and scouters need to ask themselves, who is their unit commissioner? If you don't know this person, if this person is not in your phone, then how are you going to call for help if you have a question or a problem or an issue? Now, it is possible for a unit to actually homegrow a unit commissioner. It's usually a volunteer within that unit that is very knowledgeable about scouting and that particular program. They become the unit's commissioner over time. They go through the training and all that stuff. And then they could actually start registering with that district instead of the unit. Now, we did do a podcast about homegrown unit commissioning. That is something that is done. But a lot of times it's appointed. The unit commissioner comes in and is appointed to the unit and is there to help connect the unit, the chartered unit, to the district and council. Units that don't have a unit commissioner are literally untethered, free range almost. And that's just not scouting. You have to have that support because issues come up. There's problems that need to be worked on. And that is the actual purpose of a unit commissioner, is to help units succeed. Now, back on the funny thing about servant leadership is that it is often taken for granted and it's not recognized. Servant leadership is the people in the background, behind the stage. And commissioners are often like that. You don't see them at every meeting. They might be at the committee meetings. They might be at a parent meeting. They might be at recruitment. There's a lot of different places they could be. And that unit commissioner is very critical. You have to have a unit commissioner And if that unit commissioner is a part of your unit, say you homegrown your own unit commissioner, and you have a unit commissioner that's gone through that training stuff, they have to have the discipline to kind of stand outside, be independent. And that's a critical skill that the unit commissioner should have. It can be difficult, but I know of many unit commissioners that are also assistant scout masters or assistant cub masters that are also unit commissioners. And that's one of the things. They have to be able to departmentalize a lot of their service. So on that servant leadership, standing in the background, that kind of thing makes it very difficult to recognize. This is the position that actually glues the unit to the district and council. Now, one of the big things that so many scouters out there miss out on is roundtable. The commissioner corps of roundtable takes on so many different tasks, and it is a continuation, a monthly continuation of your training. The Cub Scout roundtable commissioner usually runs a lot of the program for the Cub Scouts. Sometimes they're the master of ceremonies at roundtable. And when everyone breaks out into their individual sessions, the Cub Scout roundtable commissioner comes in and starts putting together an actual pack meeting for the Cub Scouts. This is all adult training. This is all an adult event. And it's critical that PACs attend roundtable. Scouts BSA roundtable commissioner also has troops that they work with, boys and girl troops that are a part of your local district. They have their own training. They might have a guest speaker. They might have a roundtable discussion about an issue. There might be a training module that they go over that's new. So this is where new information comes across to the troops. Now, I've heard from many scouters out there that they never see anybody, they never know what's going on in their area. And quite simply, I just ask them, have you been to Roundtable lately? Roundtable's where you get all that information. It is so critical that to continue your knowledge of what's going on in the scouting area is to attend your roundtable. Now, at the roundtable, you may even have venturing roundtable commissioners, and even Sea Scouts can be represented. So even explorers. So there's a lot going on at roundtable for the adult leaders of PACs, troops, crews, and ships, and even posts. Roundtable commissioners put it all together. It's the training that gives all the adult leaders an even ground, knowing what's going on. What's going on with the council's camp for PACs, and what's going on for troops, and what's going on for venture crews, and so on. So this is the connection. This is how you get that information. Now, your district has its own commissioner. The district commissioner is part of the key three for the district. That commissioner works with the roundtable commissioners and the unit commissioners. That is their team to make sure that the district, and therefore the council, is connected to the chartered units that are out there. Now, sometimes the unit commissioner will visit and do online checks to make sure that the district commissioner is aware of whatever issues they're working on. And of course, the council also has a commissioner, which is part of their key three, and they work with all of the different district commissioners. So that's kind of the tethering that goes on back all the way up to the council. So the commissioner corps that's out there, you can definitely be a part of that and get to know who your unit commissioner is. That's the first step. The second step, which is just as important, is roundtable. I've had scouters claim that their district is non-existent and it's only the council and they don't even have a roundtable. That's not scouting. That's not fair to all of the volunteers that are out there. They're there to support those units and those leaders. It's important to know what's going on. So it's important to find out who your unit commissioner is and when is roundtable and attend it. Scouting is very important, and we need to make sure that our youth have an opportunity to really experience all that scouting has to offer. It's important that the adult leaders understand that there is support out there. They just have to reach out. And until next time, I'll see you on the trail.